You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Don't we swear, Jim? Lonely is the night.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come to light and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call.
Often underrated. He was one of the greats from the 80s. Billy Squire is your artist of the day. Drums, please. Where do we go now? By the way, just got my first, your daughter's about to graduate email from the high school. Yep. Shut up.
A little checklist.
Yeah.
A little checklist come with that email, did it?
Yeah. We got a problem, though. I just sent an email to Shonda because if they move it indoors, you only get 6 tickets.
Okay.
Me?
Who gets left out?
Me, Kelly, Pedro, Shonda, Grandma 1, Grandma 2, that's 6. Does Maya not get to see her sister graduate?
No, what you do is you schlep her off on another family that doesn't have so many family members.
Okay.
Let her take that ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. All right, here we go. I know you want to talk about this one. We'll talk about this one. It's fine.
No.
You got something better?
No, I just, that whole thing makes me mad. And then I'm like, do I want to be mad going into Thanksgiving?
Okay. Move on to something else. How about the professor that made slaves out of his students?
Yeah. Then there's that one.
Did you hear about this?
Well, he's been fired, hasn't he?
Has he been fired?
That would be news to me. I knew that he was on leave.
Let me look it up. Is that what they're calling it?
I believe so.
He's been placed on permanent leave.
You know, paid suspension.
I do not believe that he has left the payroll.
This is going to be one of those conversations like George Costanza when he has relations with the cleaning lady and gets fired at work. You know this professor is going to be like, if someone had said to me I wasn't allowed to have indentured servants as students, I wouldn't have done that.
The term associated with his status right now is suspension.
Hmm.
Got it. Pardon me, he has been suspended for using students at his disposal for whatever reason he deemed necessary at the time.
So in the great irony, the guy who made people work and not get paid is now being paid not to work.
He is suspended with pay. Correct.
I just want to make sure I understand it correctly.
That is certainly the way it would appear, yes.
Okay, the guy who made people work and not get paid is now being paid not to work.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I just set a parameter for the purpose of this discussion before we start? I don't like using the term slave or slave labor when talking about what this man did. What this man did, allegedly, was wrong. It was horrible.
Okay.
He used students for his personal errands and all kinds of things he should not have been using students for.
Look after his dog, water his plants.
I don't like the fact that the Star used the term slave labor. I don't think it's appropriate.
Well, now keep in mind, the term is in a quote from one of the students.
Correct, and I still don't think it applies
here. Okay, the student is Kamesh Kamich Manchi.
Okay.
Okay, who traveled halfway around the world to earn his PhD alongside one of UMKC's top researchers. Ashim Mitra's sterling reputation as a scientist was the lone draw. Like Kuchimanchi, the professor was from India, and that was a comfort. Their common bond, Kuchimanchi hoped, would make America feel more like home. Instead, their relationship soured almost from the start, he said, because Mitra, the professor, exploited that cultural kinship with students from India. Quoting here from Kuchimanchi.
I'm from India. You're from India. Go watch my dog.
I considered my life at UMKC nothing more than modern slavery. Slavery to Kuchimanchi meant bailing putrid water from Mitra's basement after a flood, serving food at Mitra's Indian cultural celebrations off campus, and his was not an isolated case. The Star found that over Mitra's 24 years as a leader in the UMKC School of Pharmacy, the professor compelled his students to act as personal servants. They hauled equipment, bused tables, at his social events. They were expected to tend to his lawn, look after his dog, water the plants, sometimes for weeks at a time when he and his wife were out of town. The Star talked to nearly a dozen former students about Mitra's demands. Dozens more declined to even go on the record for this story.
Now, the bigger story to me is this. Is this bad? Yes. Do I believe that it happened? Yes. The bigger story is further down in the weeds of this story. And I'm going to quote here from the Star's investigation, okay? According to allegations,
I knew that was a paragraph you were going
in
to.
The litigation, the university not only knew about Mitra's behavior, but administrators overlooked complaints for years because Mitra was among the most successful faculty members in corralling millions of dollars in research money for the school. Guilty, 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 guilty.
You're saying he's guilty?
They knew it, and they allowed it to happen. The only reason, make no mistake, all you media-hating people, the only reason we're discussing this, the only reason UMKC suspended this guy, and the only reason he is in trouble now for behavior that dates back years is because the Kansas City Star found out about it and wrote about it. End of story.
Fake news. Fake news. What do you do? Does this hurt UMKC? Are students not going to attend UMKC?
No, but I guarantee you there's going to be something in the new freshman orientation packet sent home with parents now that says, and hey, by the way, faculty members, we're going to go ahead and codify this, are not allowed to ask your students to do anything outside of the body of their schoolwork, period. Do you remember several years ago, Scott, and I mean a long time ago, when you and I were very young and very green, there was a school teacher, I believe at the Olathe School for the Deaf, who used a few of those students to help clear some brush on his property. Okay?
All right.
You remember what happened to one of those kids near the train tracks clearing brush on his property?
Didn't he get run over by a train?
He was struck by a train and killed. The fallout over that horrifying death was swift. I'm sure it was costly, and I'm not talking about the human cost that cannot be measured, because a teacher was using those kids, even if the kids said, hey, yeah, we'll come over and help you clean brush, using those kids for a purpose that those students never, ever should have been used for. UMKC is not stupid. This is a liability issue on top of almost anything else.
Well, I would agree with that.
And they allowed it to continue. If anything had happened to any of those kids while walking this guy's dog, fetching his lunch, bailing out sewer water in his basement, then UMKC now not only has the problem of we're losing the couple of million in research dollars that this guy brought in.
Yeah.
We're now paying out millions of dollars in a lawsuit because those kids never should have been placed in that situation.
Let me ask you a question. And I understand that this doctor, whatever, at UMKC, was apparently really good at bringing in the research money. Okay,
sure he
was. Fine. But top administrators, we don't know how high it went, at UMKC knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does a moral clarity enter the picture where, let's say you and I are top administrators at UMKC.
Yeah.
Okay?
God, have you heard about this?
And you and I are sitting in the office, and I'm like, yeah, I know Dr. What's-His-Face is doing that, and it's wrong, Dana, but, you know, he's bringing in a lot of money. At what point do you lean across the table and go, hey, dum-dum, hey, dum-dum baby, wake up. It's fine that he's bringing in all this money. He can still bring in this money for us because this is his job. But, Scott, you and I need to go to him and say,
"Yeah,
doctor, listen, man, you are a valued member of this team. We love having you at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Yeah,
you cannot use your students as slaves.
Again, I don't like
as
that
indentured
word,
servants.
Let me
you
ask.
You can't do this, doctor.
Yes, they should have, and now they're wishing they would have because they got caught.
And they're about to get sued.
Here's my question for anyone listening. Is it ever okay, wherever it is you work or go to school, is it ever okay for your boss to say, and they're not really asking, let's be honest, hey, what are you doing this weekend? God, I just moved and I really could use some help unpacking boxes. Is it ever okay for someone in a position of authority, Scott?
No.
To ask you, and they're really not asking, let's be clear, if they're in a position of authority, to ask you to do anything. That could be pick them up from the airport. That could be go grab my dry cleaning. It could be
go get me lunch.
Go get me lunch. Go walk my dog. Go to my basement and bail out sewer water. And have you ever been asked by your boss?
That's a good question.
Or a professor to do something outside of the realm of your expertise. You know, I'm not saying if you work it as an electrician and your boss is an electrician and says, God, would you mind help me come wire this over the weekend? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking outside of what your duties entail. Has anyone ever asked you, come do this for me?
Let me rephrase the question. Because some people get along with their boss and they're friends, okay? I remember years ago, not newer boss, but new boss asked me to help him move. At the time, we got along really well. I gladly went over to his house and helped him and his wife move in.
You should have been asked to do that.
He didn't ask me. He was telling me that maybe he was fishing, I don't know, but he was telling me that they were moving in. I said, well, I got nothing to do on Saturday. I'll come over and help you out.
My back's really hurting me, and I got to move some boxes this week.
But I didn't mind going over and helping him out. If Rod and I were talking one day, and I said, yeah, I got this couch. I got to get it upstairs. And if Rod would say, well, I'll come over and help you. I don't mind. I'm not asking him to do it. And I don't care if he does or not. I'll find somebody else. But if Rod asks, Rod and I are friends. Okay. Even though technically I'm his supervisor.
Under that set of circumstances, it's probably okay if you don't go back to that well.
Okay.
But I bet you most people listening have had at least one experience where they are asked to do something that is not appropriate outside of the realm of their job description.
576-7798.
Hey, I have been bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. Go now and check out the houses on hole 13. Make my heart hurt. The new lots on holes 2 and 3 are absolutely incredible. They just opened up 27 new lots between holes 2 and 3, and that signature par 3 is right there. They are ready for you to come choose your lot and build your dream home now. Cottonwood Canyon is an intimate resort-style community nestled smack dab in the middle of the most stunning wilderness landscape on one of the greatest golf courses around town. You have to see this place. All of those homes overlook creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping, and again, in the middle of it all, you find Canyon Farms Golf Club and the Lenexa City Center and hotels and shops and all kinds of development off of 435 and 87th Street, right in the heart of Johnson County. If you haven't been out there lately, wow, you're going to go, when did all this happen? It is just an explosion of development out there. Home prices starting in the 600s. Go look at those lots now, especially those ones over hole 2 and 3. There are a limited number of those still available. 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or check them out online, cottonwoodcanyonks.com, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Get to the phones. Stephen in Olathe. Hello. Hi, Stephen.
No way, Stephen.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, I used to work for a local contractor, who, when I was working for him hourly, he would have us back or a fence extra and away from the contract of the job, and then later he would gripe about the labor hours that he's having to pay out. And years later, when I went to just doing a contract and subcontracting to him directly, then he would have us, he would say, oh, hey, you know, you need to also take down this playground and reassemble it over at my place. Or, you know, these stone pavers that this client wants to take out and put in a garden somewhere, just take them out and put them over at my place. And, well, at the end of the job, when the painter had to show up, he's like, oh, well, why didn't you take them over to my place? Well, I didn't have it in my contract and never had time to do it for you. But when it was an hourly deal, then it was no problem charging him. So,
yeah, the whole take down a playground set and move it over to my house. First of all, anyone who has ever attempted, and I use that word because it's never been completed in the history of America, if you have ever attempted to erect one of those playground sets, you know what a nightmare that is. They come in about, I don't know, 142,000 pieces. But Steve, just run over and
just put it together.
Just put that playground set up for me.
While you're at it, will you make sure it's level?
Can you imagine your boss asking you to do that?
No. I can't imagine ever putting one of those things up ever again because they're awful. You pay to have somebody put those things up for you. Newsroom, Will Stewart.
A massive recall just ahead of a major food holiday. That's next.
Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about them. Now you've got to check them out because I did last week. I love this showroom. It is a whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood, 119th and Row. Beautiful showroom. It's light. It's relaxed. Music playing, a great vibe, and case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants in one place. Here's the best part, the value. The prices are unreal. This is the store that was started by former diamond wholesalers. They cut out the middleman to guarantee by far the best diamond prices, not just here, but in the entire United States. Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. You'll never pay a dime for sizing, cleaning, routine maintenance, and only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today, want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future, Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one plus 10%. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row. Check them out.
4:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett. Food regulators in the U.S. and Canada are warning people not to eat any romaine lettuce because of a new food poisoning outbreak. The FDA says it's investigating an outbreak that has sickened 32 people in 11 states, plus 18 people in two Canadian provinces. Officials say it's a different strain than the one in the E. coli outbreak from earlier this year. Seven Kansas school districts who were part of the state's Coalition of Innovative School Districts program now say it's not worth the effort. They're asking the Kansas Board of Education to release them from the program. Districts that join have the freedom to ignore some state oversight in exchange for pursuing novel approaches for improving student achievement. The participating districts say they want to continue to collaborate, but as an informal network. Some argue the regulations are needed to maintain high standards. Prairie Village joins a growing list of cities by passing an ordinance meant to offer legal protections for LGBT residents. The ordinance passed last night would apply to city employees, city contractors, businesses in the city, and landlords. It's similar to ordinances passed in Roland Park, Lawrence, and Wyandotte County. The city was supposed to take up the ordinance back in September, but several board members couldn't attend. Mission is considering a similar ordinance next month. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 4:31.
Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and ask to see the Atlas, the Tiguan. Ask to see the Jetta. They have great deals on all three right now. You can lease one of those little Jettas for an incredibly low price every month. And if you're looking for something bigger, that Atlas, you know it's seat seven, doesn't drive like a big clunky SUV, and does not look like a minivan. Hands down my favorite car as a busy mom. If you're looking to haul a lot of stuff around, haul a lot of kids around, check out that Atlas and get the one with the panoramic sunroof. You're going to love it. One of the other things I love about all of those cars out at Volkswagen Lee Summit, the safety features, the backup camera, the side impact alert system that will tell you if someone's driving in your blind spot. One of my absolute favorite things, and do not forget that Apple Play system in the car that allows you to plug in the phone, set it down for real, and let the car do the work for you. Head on into Volkswagen Lease Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeaseSummit.com, VWLeaseSummit.com.
Falling from the 40s down to the 30s for most of the evening hours with clear skies, 32 in the morning, sunshine on Wednesday afternoon, high temperature 56 degrees. The winds will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, 36 in the morning, afternoon high of 57. The winds pick up out of the south at 10 to 15, so that can make you feel a little chilly if you're heading down to the Plaza Lighting. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
45 downtown and 45 as well at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
One of the greatest bass lines in music history. By the way, jam.
You are correct.
Ooh, Rod, let's make NXS the artist of the day tomorrow. You good with that?
That is something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, go
tomorrow
ahead. What's up?
Is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and in tradition over the last few years,
mm-hmm.
we have done a... instead
what are you
of Festivus
for?
Friday,
we've done a
it's
thank-
a
we've done
thankful Friday.
Wednesday. Are we going to do that tomorrow?
We will do that tomorrow. I'm glad you brought that up and reminded me of our traditions on this program. We will not be here Thursday or Friday. Friday, in fact, there will be a Missouri-Arkansas football game on this very radio program. So because we will not do Festivus Friday on Friday, tomorrow we will do a thankful Wednesday. And so the last hour of the program tomorrow, you have to tell us what you're thankful for. Don't be sappy. It can't be family. We all get it.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful that a squeegee has two sides.
I am too.
I mean, aren't we all?
I don't know if you know this, but one's for pushing and one's for pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say that on the directions.
There are no
directions. Doesn't need to.
I'm thankful that I know how to properly operate a squeegee.
I'm thankful that you know the difference between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oops.
Well, I look forward to
that tomorrow. Hold your fire,
tomorrow.
Captain. Hold your fire. We'll do it tomorrow at 5 o'clock, okay? Are you going to be here tomorrow, Mr. Starrett?
So far as I'm aware.
All right.
If I don't get fired for not knowing the difference between Tuesday and Wednesday.
We will do thankful Wednesday tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
And speaking of not being here, I think Kara Markser is ready to come back to work. Because she texted me about 2 hours ago.
What's going on?
Just going to read you the text. That sweet Kara Markser, home with those babies. She writes, I have a joke for Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Well, hang on. Let's have her give it.
No, she's home with those babies. Don't call her.
She's been gone for over a week. It's fine.
She's got staples in her body.
She's fine.
Don't call her. You're going to wake the baby up.
Give me a break. She's fine.
All right. It's probably some kind of HR violation that you're calling her on maternity leave, but whatever.
Well, I don't think it is. Can't think of an HR violation here.
Yeah, we don't care anyways.
What are they going to do, fire me? Oh, geez. That would be awful.
Hello?
We miss you. We miss you.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
You're there. I told him not to
I'm
call
good.
You.
How are you?
We're doing very well. We miss you. Will Starrett is holding down the fort perfectly in your stead.
Please get back here really soon.
Yes!
Well, I've got this adorable little man here who's demanding a whole lot of attention from me, but, you know,
yes.
I'll get there as soon as I can.
We are ready for your terrible joke.
Oh, it's so good. Let me pull it up because I don't want to say it wrong. I said it to Dana earlier because I'm
yes.
so proud of it.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
We're very excited.
It's very bad.
Yeah.
Do you miss us?
Why did the crane cross the road?
Wait. What? Do you miss us?
Why did the cranberry sauce cross the road?
Okay. Do you miss us?
Yes. Of course, I miss you.
Okay. Why did the cranberry sauce cross the road?
Yes.
I have no idea. Why did it?
To get to the other sides. Side dishes.
We'll see you in 2 months. Bye.
Wow.
Did you just hang up on sweet Kara Markser?
That was terrible.
Why did the cranberry sauce cross the road to get to the other sides?
That was terrible.
Thanks.
It's so bad.
Thanks. That was awful.
So bad.
Justin in Kearney.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're doing well, man. Thanks for asking.
So we're talking about this people of authority asking people under them to do stuff for them.
Yes.
And it immediately brought back to when I was in high school. My vice principal, who was also my defensive coordinator on the football team, would, in the summers, have us come over, and he'd bale straw, and then we'd bucket on the trailers for him. And I was thinking about it while I was sitting here waiting on you guys. He never paid us actual money, and that was probably a legality thing, but he'd always make us steak dinners afterwards.
Okay.
And so, but it was never an issue of like, hey, you guys are going to come over and do this for us. It was more like, after practice, he'd find a couple of us, like, hey, anybody going to want to come over and buck some bales? And, of course, coming from a small town, you got some guys that have good work ethic. And, like, right. Sure, we'll come over and help you.
And you never got paid for it?
No, never money-wise. But, I mean, he would cook us steak dinners, mashed potatoes, just fill us full. And, we never left there hungry. But, it wasn't more of a we're going there for compensation kind of thing. You just go help out.
What if you didn't help out? Would you be jeopardizing your spot on the roster?
Oh, absolutely not. That's and I don't know if it's a small town thing or what, but it was just, hey, we're going to help a guy out because you never know when you're going to need help.
Okay. All right, partner. Glad we got you in. Luke in Blue Springs. Luke, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of along the same lines of the last caller. I've worked for quite a few bosses, and I've helped them out with, you know, random things. I'll house sit on a weekend if you want me to. But I think the difference in my version versus, you know, the UMKC version is I was friends with my boss. It wasn't, you know, the week I started. It was
right.
a month or two or a year down the line where we have a relationship where it's like, here's this. Would you mind doing it for me? Sure, why not? There was no jeopardization of my job. There was no, if you don't do this, you're getting canned next time you show up at your job.
Yeah, but isn't it for a lot of people inferred, Luke? That's what I was saying earlier. Does your boss really ever ask you something like this? And in the case of this professor, I'm sure he told them, I need you to come do this. And the inference is, you'd better do it.
Yeah, no, I would 100% agree on that. It's all about the relationship you have with your work or your boss or whoever it is.
The other thing is, as a student, Luke, these kids are kids, and I know you're going to say, no, they're not, they're adults.
But they are adults, and they're doctoral students. They're not 18-year-old kids in Western Civ 1. These are doctoral students.
Okay, so what, 22?
23, 4.
Okay.
I mean, these are kids who are post-master's degree.
Okay, yeah. That's, I don't know. It could also be you know, if you know, it was the Indian professor and a cultural thing where they're just transferred over, just kind of being played into that role of you're new here, you don't have a lot of people, you don't have a very big community for yourself.
You're
right
Indian,
now.
I'm Indian, come wax my floors.
Like, look, we're all the same, now come do all this work for me, it'll be great for you.
Mm.
But, you know, it's, I mean, who knows? But also, before I go, Scott, do you call a cow with two legs?
What do you call a cow with two legs?
You call it lean beef.
Oh, Renee in Jackson County. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Hi there.
So my husband and I, when we first got married and we were very young, I was 18, or I guess I was actually 20, but we lived in Tennessee and both went to private schools, and we did, for our undergrad, needed to make money to pay for our apartment and things, and we worked roof to house for one of my husband's professors. While he was roofing the house, I helped paint on the inside, and then we sodded the front yard, and it was really making money. Another time for a different professor, he got hurt on Christmas vacation, flew us to Texas to drive his car home, and paid for our whole trip. We didn't get paid for it, but we kind of got a little mini vacation out of it. But the one I think that was the most difficult was a professor who had us house sit for the summer and including that watch their dog. And part of the deal was they were going to pay us for watching their house, even though we had our own place. And we really had to move in for 6 weeks, walk their dog multiple times a day and keep their house clean. And we never got paid.
And you never got paid.
never got paid, and we spent a lot of gas money back and forth back when gas was actually pretty expensive at the time, and we drove back and forth every day to take care of our apartment 20 minutes away and their place and stay the night at their place, but doing laundry back and forth and all that, and we took care of everything, and then when time came, we never got paid.
Did you expect to be paid?
Yes, the agreement was to pay us, and we came up with an agreement of, it was like $1,500 or something, that they were going to pay us for those 6 weeks. And while we were there, we did them a favor. We were actually surprising them, kind of like a little mini makeover kind of thing. We, her husband kept saying, we were just visiting and kind of walking around, and they needed this little cement pad poured right outside of their little shed out back, and we poured that for them, and they actually paid us. The only money we got paid was they paid for the cement that we put down there to help them out while they were gone.
And did
you
ever think, Renee, and this is where this comes into play when it's someone in a position of authority over you, did you ever think to say, hey, I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication, but would you mind at least paying us for the gas that it took to get back and forth to your home while we sat your home for 6 weeks?
Yes, we did, and because it was my husband's professor, we decided not to broach that subject.
Yep.
And just took it as a learning moment. We never thought that was actually going to happen, but I will say we never really had a relationship with that professor after, never really talked, and they avoided us, and we just kind of avoided them. But the other situations, that was the last one of those situations. I don't know that we would have done that if that had been the first interaction with professors. Because we made some pretty good money doing some really hard labor for another professor. But we needed it. We were poor college married couple. Yeah. So it's difficult. It's really hard to... I would feel bad putting in... And I'm I got my master's. My husband also got his master's from UNKC. I would hate to see that you could take that opportunity away, especially when sometimes you're just trying to do everything you can do to put food on the table and survive, that it couldn't be an opportunity. But I think if that does happen, that there should be some sort of requirement that if you're going to make an agreement with a student to do something personally outside of it, that there needs to be some requirements of its own in writing or something,
right,
so that it's not this backhanded requirement.
I agree, and I think if you ask, I think if you ask the school administrators, and I know a college administrator, if you ask them, are you comfortable with the notion that professors are using students to pour the cement in their driveway? Every single one of these schools is going to say, not only no, hell no, because of the exact scenario she just described.
But you would agree professors and their students create relationships. I'm not talking sexual.
They
I'm
do.
Just talking
yeah,
friendly.
Of course.
I mean, I can remember going out for drinks with my professors in college.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't remember ever going over to Volek's house and pouring concrete, but I remember going over to John Broholm's house and having drinks when I was 22 years old.
Yeah, but that's different than come watch my house for 6 weeks. Oh, and by the way, I'm not going to pay you.
576-7798. Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile, you know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were simply unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, big date, photograph sessions with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there, and you've put everything ahead of yourself. Now the kids are grown up, they're out of the house. It's your turn to do something nice for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. It's a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
Hey, call my folks at Seal Once KC. I know it's cold out now, but they will come inside your home. Think about your cracked and stained garage floor, your cracked and stained basement floor. They will seal all of those surfaces, and they got you covered with that permanent polymer decorative coating. It looks amazing. I've had that in my basement for years. Hands down, the best decision we made in that basement. If you have pets, allergies, or teenagers, do not put carpet in your basement. Think about a sump pump failure. put that decorative coating on the floor. Ours looks like dark brown leather. It looks amazing. It looks like a showroom floor, and it is so easy to keep clean. We did the same thing upstairs with the flakes on our garage floor. That really brings the wow factor to your garage. If you're a neat freak, you're going to love that on your garage floor, and Seal Wants KC will do that for you as well. Give them a call. Get on their schedule now, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate, 816-942-3927. Mention Dana. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Wants, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealwantskc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep my moving.
Matthew Wilder on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. This time tomorrow, we will be on the verge of our annual tradition. In lieu of Festivus Friday, we will do Thankful Wednesday. The only thing you can't be thankful for is what we're all thankful for, family. Not that we're not all thankful for our family.
You're just saying that's the token. I'm thankful for my family.
I love my children,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Right,
think
right
of something
now,
else.
You got to think outside the box.
Renee in Independence. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Hi.
The boss that I used to work for a few years back thought that anybody on his payroll, he owned a title search company in Independence, thought that anybody on his payroll did anything that he needed them to do during the work hours. He would have the guys go to his house, trim his trees, mow his grass. And one winter, he lived in a private lake south of Blue Springs. One winter, he did not pull his Sea-Doo out of the water, and it froze. So he had the guys go try to get his Sea-Doo out. One of them, they ended up breaking the ice and falling into the water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which that should have been, you know, a blow up. And then with me being an admin, he thought that it was perfectly fine and demanded that I drive around town to go to all these office supply stores and pick up office supplies in my personal vehicle with my personal fuel, no reimbursements, when, gee, do you realize that office supply places deliver?
Was this just a boss, Renee, or the owner of the company?
Both.
Yeah.
And then he demanded that I go way over into Kansas, which I was supposed to be there in the office, and then maybe go, you know, to one other place. He demanded that I go way over into Kansas, an area that I had no idea where I was going, and turn in a title search. And I told him, I said, I can't do it. My car won't make it. So he made me take his vehicle and go do it. I didn't get back to about 8 o'clock that night. The next day, I was so stressed out with this company, I called in sick, and he called me at home and fired me.
Oh!
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Aww. I'm wondering, yes, if you're the company owner, Scott, this is the problem. That's not just a boss. If it was just your boss, you could go hire and say he's having us run his stupid errands all over town. If it's a company owner, you don't have any recourse,
no,
do you?
No, you do not. You can either quit.
Yeah.
Or you could, I guess you could sue.
On what grounds?
I have no idea. Jim, the armchair detective. Hello, Jim.
Yes. Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Yes, I'm retired from that university, UMKC, and dealt with some of the international students, and we get some top-notch students from those countries. India in particular, and one thing that the visa requirement, as a student visa, you cannot work at any job off campus. It has to be an on-campus job. So some of the students that come at, you know, economic disadvantage, they come on a wing and a prayer and a good resume, and they hope they can get some more money when they're here. And in fact, they can just work at, you know, part-time jobs on campus, basically. And so if this professor was working a system where he was kind of giving things not financial to students to help them out, that kind of muddies the waters too, in my view.
Right. Because you could not, and I hate to bring sports into this, but I will. You could not take the star basketball player on your basketball team and have him come over to your house after hours and say, I would like to help. I need some help moving my couch. Mm-hmm. And for your time, here is $10,000.
Well, you could.
There's a reason schools do not want faculty crossing that line.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, the president on Saudi Arabia. More next.
You know, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, you want all three, and that's what you get at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That, my friends, is a rating well-earned. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options that you like, Kia's got more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. It has everything that I want. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, they have the exclusive Adventure Series. Upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, and both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you, I guarantee it, at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.